Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh says the city will move forward to remove the Columbus statue and other parts of the monument in Columbus Circle to a private site. WAER Scott Willis reports the decision 3 days before Columbus Day comes after decades of controversy and calls to remove the statue.
The decision comes after Walsh met or consulted with stakeholders on all sides of the issue, including the Italian-American community, the Columbus Monument Corporation, and leaders of the Onondaga Nation. All had representation on the Columbus Circle Action Committee that Walsh created this summer, as calls grew to remove statues here and nationwide. Back then, he promised the status quo at the Circle would not continue and is following through on his proposal to create a year-round education and learning site. Walsh says the Circle will continue the nearly 90-year tradition of honoring Italian Americans, but will also recognize the Onondaga Nation, on whose ancestral land the city sits.
I want Italian Americans to be able to come to that monument and never have to worry about feeling threatened or feeling like they're being disrespected. And I also don't want people that view that statue as a symbol of oppression to feel not welcome in the city. This is a significant public space in the heart of our city. And I think it's critically important that it be an inclusive space where everyone feels acknowledged and respected.
The space will also highlight the contributions of others who've experienced oppression, including Black and Brown Americans, other immigrants, and new Americans. Walsh acknowledges the decision to remove the statue will anger some, but feels its presence will continue to divide the community. He'll appoint a commission to begin the process of designing specific changes to Columbus Circle, including the name, in accordance with numerous local and state laws. Plans must be reviewed and approved by city entities as well as the state, because the Circle is in part of a district listed in the National Register of Historic Places. Walsh expects the process to unfold in the coming months. The city will use a combination of public and private dollars for improvements and maintenance. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.